And you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hey, what's up? This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Thank you. Okay, amigos, here we are at Latino Times on 93.2 FM. Not much to talk, actually. I don't feel like talking too much because it's so hot, with the fun still going, but the studios, you know, with all the equipment and everything around here, is still warm, you know? It seems like the warm air is going around the room and coming back to me again. Right, okay, so, yesterday there was another Salsa in the Square, Leopold Square. Fantastic turnout, good. I think, you know, the weather actually helps a lot, and people want to go out, go to have a good time and have a drink, you know, and enjoy themselves. Why not? You have to do that, because you only live once, you know. You have to admit that the weather is brings people out, and lots of things happening as well. You know, like car accidents. You know, emergency calls. You know, lots of activities. You know, because we get so excited. You know, I mean, I say we, but I don't get excited at all. I mean, I think to me, like the heat, I'm not too keen on the heat. You know. What I was saying last week, and I was talking about the Palestinian situation, you know, and I will never stop talking about it. You know, I'm in the campaign for free Palestine and opposed genocide. I'm into all that campaign, you know, and I hear people say or make comments, you know, still making comments, you know, that but the Nazis, they've got the right to defend themselves. Okay, actually, it's people who don't know the history, you know. When you don't know the history, you can end up by talking balls, you know. And that's what's happened to everyone. In fact, you know, maybe if I don't know the subject, you know, if I'm not too sure about what's going on, you know, I wouldn't say a word, you know, we'll keep my mouth shut. You know, like people going on, still going on about the 7th of October, you know, that all the massacre and all that stuff, you know. But history tells us all, you know, tells us all of us who understand and who were sane, you know, in the head, you know, that this didn't start on the 7th of October. It started many years ago. And most of the settlers, most of the people that actually are settling in the Gaza Strip, you know, in Palestine, they're not even from the region, you know. They're all, most of them, immigrants, you know, from Europe and the United States also. Now these people who are being attacked, you know, and some bombs falling onto the the settlements, they're moving out, they're going somewhere else, you know, so they're going around the world, you know, looking for somewhere to settle. But, you know, they will be welcome everywhere, you know, if they settle down and they join the rest of the population of that place, you know. If they join in and they work together, they live together, they share everything, you know, they share the land, because the land here is here to, that this, the planet was given to us to share, to you know, to live in a community and look after the planet, right? But unfortunately, you know, evil, you know, doesn't understand that that context, you know. So therefore, we have to explain that to them. They have to explain to the people who actually support evil, you know, we have to explain the whole history, which we shouldn't have to do that. Because if you've got a sane and a healthy mind, you know, you should have the understanding of what is really, really, really going on, you know. But unfortunately, you know, some of the authorities, you know, up there and on top of everyone, you know, they seem to think that they are the right people to decide for their countries, you know. Even though the background, in the backyard, you know, of your country, you know, you got thousands and millions of people complaining and protesting against all the genocide. And you ignore that, you know. I mean, I'm talking to the authorities right now, you know. I'm saying, look, why are you ignoring your people? Your people selected you, voted for you, and now you should listen to them. They listened to you when you were going around campaigning to become president or prime minister or whatever, you know, leader, okay? They all listen to you. They all gather around big masses, you know, they traveled, you know, from cities to cities following you because they wanted to listen to what your plans were so they could make their minds up, you know, in, you know, who to vote for, you know, so they listen to you. Now you are in power, Mr. Prime Minister, Mr. President, Mr. VIP, all these people who are in charge of dealing with the laws, you know, and deciding what's good for us and what's not good for us, you know, listen to the people now, you know. And that is what, when you talk about the third world, in the third world, people don't go, they're not diplomatic to an extent as Europe was known, diplomatic. You talk, you sit down, you put your cards on the table, and then you talk about situations, you know. But if you don't listen, if you don't want to do that, somehow they have to call the attention of the authorities, of the people who you are trying to talk to. And what do? You go into the streets, you know, you protest, you know, you carry a banner, you know, with your plan, you know, with your message, you know, to everyone. And unfortunately, the authorities right now they've declared people who oppose genocide, they've declared them terrorists. You carry a Palestinian flag, you get arrested for terrorism. Yeah. You're going to wipe the whole civilization out with one flag, you know, boom, wow, here you go, it's finished. No, we are being restricted, you know, in the way we think. We're being restricted the way we should act. And that is the thing that is we have to get rid of, you know, because if we do that, if we bow every time the boss says this and that, blah, blah, you know, you bow all the time, you know, we're going to live in a constant pressure, in a constant dictatorial system, you know. So just say it, write letters, you know, write emails nowadays, emails, right? So you save on a stamp, but you spend a lot on electricity to try to use that laptop. Or you spend a lot of money, you know, buying the laptop. Well, use it now, use it. And send messages. Spread the word. Politicians, listen to your people. Listen to those people who put you where you are. But you see what I mean? Now, majority of the population of the world, you know, they are fed up. Fed up, and they can't take it no more. They cannot take the pressure and everything. So what do they do? What do people do? What do we do? We go on the streets, you know, this revolution's there, this fight's there, all that. And that is the fascist, you know, way to actually divide us, you know, because then they make you feel like you're guilty and the other one is accusing you. Oh, this guy said that whatever about you. And then they say to the other one, and he replied, and they make us fight. They divide us, you know. And who wins? They win. So, yeah, one more time, you know, one of my friends, you know, he wrote a letter saying, well, a message saying to me that most of the the Israelis who go to other countries and they're not allowed to, or say, they're treated really bad, you know, they don't allow them in some restaurants, bars and stuff. My friend would say, no, but he's just tourist, you know, why tourists got to do with anything? Exactly. That's what I was going to say. I would agree with that also. Why are you attacking tourists? You know, tourists bring you money, bring you whatever, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, that is the responsibility of the Zionists who have given the Jewish religion and the Jewish people a bad name. So now we generalize, we put everybody in the same bag, we all say that they're all the same, you know, they're all the same. Well, they're all, amongst them, there are people who actually they do agree with the Palestinian cause. You know, they do support the Palestinians. You know, because they in the past, you know, they lived together, happily ever after, and they were okay until this life of theirs, you know, got interrupted, you know, by a bunch of Nazis, you know, who were given land and given the chance to steal land and kill people of land of that land in order to obtain that land. And that's when the bad name about the Jewish people started to appear. Oh, the Jewish this, the Jewish... You see what I mean? Now, you got people in London, for example, in the protest, you know, pro-Palestine, anti-genocide. Jewish people, Jewish members of the Jewish community in London, you know, with Palestinian flags, you know, because they think it's horrendous, you know, what this Zionist system, Zionist government is doing. So we all have to get together, you know, and say something, you know. Don't be afraid. There are less and less and less and less and less, by the minute, people defending Israel right now, you know, the Israelis, the Zionist Israelis. Less and less and less and less and less. Hollywood actors, famous singers, musical bands, you know, and people in general, they are starting to realize. And you know why they are starting to realize? Not because they just got into investigating and doing research and finding out all this stuff. They're starting to realize because of the marches, the protest marches that have been organized around the world, around Europe. And those marches, you know, they're showing you, they're telling you, this is what's going on. Wake up, wakey, wakey, right? So more and more people, regular citizens, you know, are waking up and thinking, yeah, you're right. Oh, wow, I didn't know that. Oh, yeah, all right, thanks for telling me. You know, you understand what I'm saying here, right? So, yeah, don't stop the marches, don't stop the protests, you know. And look at the way the flotilla was treated when they arrived in Palestine. You know, and in front of our own eyes, in front of the eyes of the world, and what is the world doing? Some idiots, you know, criticizing those people for going there with food and medication and medicine and, you know, help for the Palestinian people. Oh, yeah, they deserve to be arrested. But why are they doing that? Why? Come on. It's a humanitarian gesture, you know. It's nothing to do with being popular early morning or no. It's a humane gesture, and whoever criticizes those people, you have to ask yourself, you know, am I okay? Is my mind really really working okay, or am I twisted as those people are against? Maybe I am. Maybe she or he. Or eat. They are even trying to convince animals, you know, to go against the Palestinian people. Anyway, yeah, as I said, I could go on and on and on and on, but I'm not gonna carry on with it because obviously you guys want to listen to some more music, and I'm gonna play some more for you. So don't worry about it and stop crying. Okay, amigos, here goes one more track of folky stuff from Latin America.
silueta va caminando con el alma triste y dormida. Ya la aurora no es nada nuevo pa' tus ojos grandes y pa' tu frente. Ya el cielo y sus estrellas se quedaron mudos, lejanos y muertos a tu mente ajena. Nos hablaron una vez cuando niños, cuando la vida se muestra entera, que el futuro, que cuando grandes, ahí murieron ya los momentos. Sembraron así su semilla y tuvimos miedo, temblamos y en eso se nos fue la vida.
Vamos beber cachaça, gente, vamos farrear. Vamos beber cachaça. embriago.
Traz cachaça pra todo mundo aí.
Embriago.
Every single time I've gotten stared down for being in the wrong side of town. In a rich man I'd be if I had that kind of chips. Lately I wanna smack the mouths of these racists. Podrás imaginarte desde afuera, ser un mexicano cruzando la frontera, pensando tu familia mientras que pasas, dejando todo lo que tú conoces atrás. Si tuvieras tú que esquivar las balas de unos cuantos gringos rancheros, le seguirás diciendo good for nothing, wet back. Si tuvieras tú que empezar de cero. Now why don't you look down on where your feet is planted? That U.S. soil that makes you take shit for granted. If not for Santa Ana, just to let you know that where your feet are planted would be Mexico. Correcto!
Don't call me gringo, you fucking beaner. Stay on your side of the goddamn river. Don't call me gringo, you beaner. No me digas beaner, Mr. Puñetero. Te sacaré un susto por racista y culero. No me llames frijolero, pinche gringo puñetero.
Hola, side of the goddamn river. Don't call me gringo, you beaner. No me digas beaner, Mr. Puñetero. Te sacaré un susto por raciste culero. No me llames frijolero, pinche gringo. Puñetero.
Una música brutal. encendió nuestra pasión.
Lasciandoti andare magari conviene, io dico che ti conviene, certamente. Libera l'anima, il corpo e anche la mente. Cerca di guardare il mondo con gli occhi più aperti. Cerca di fare qualcosa che ti diverti. Muoviti, muoviti. E allora muoviti, muoviti. Comincia a muoverti, muoviti. E allora muoviti, muoviti. Oh yeah. Sai, finché ci sei, puoi cominciare anche subito, io lo farei. Muoviti, muoviti, man, che il tempo vola. Finché la musica va, non sei mai sola. Questi sono gli anni 90, amico mio. Gli 80 sono finiti e grazie a Dio. Il vuoto lasciato alle spalle è molto grande. Siamo scoperti oramai e le mutande che ci coprivano un po' sono cadute. Tutte le vecchie realtà sono finite. Muoviti, muoviti. E allora muoviti, muoviti. Comincia a muoverti, muoviti. Guardando la faccia alla gente, sento nell'aria qualcosa di molto importante. Crescono gli interessi verso le cose che fioriranno, lo sai, se sono rose. Credo nell'uomo futuro, figlio di un mondo che mi spaventa anche un po' e non lo nascondo. Ma non nascondo neanche la voglia che ho di dare un posto decente a quel figlio che avrò. Forse fra un giorno, fra un mese o fra vent'anni, non sarà giusto che lui paghi i miei danni. Muoviti, muoviti. E allora muoviti, muoviti. Comincia a muoverti, muoviti. andare magari conviene. Io dico che ti conviene e certamente libera l'anima, il corpo e anche la mente. Cerca di guardare il mondo con gli occhi più aperti, cerca di fare qualcosa se ti diverti. Muoviti, muoviti me, muoviti, muoviti.
Okay, amigos, now we're coming to the end of the show, man. Thank you very much for connecting with the radio and the program. I hope that you and everyone else will join me again next Monday. And this weekend, fantastico, we're celebrating my compadres Carlitos Bastidas' birthday. Right on. Let's hope that the weather stays like this, because the barbecue might get wet and we might end up just having soup. Right, okay. Anyway, I want to thank you one more time for tuning in to the Latino Times program. I hope that you guys are going to join me again, as I said that earlier. Okay, amigos, the usual. Love one another and free Palestine.
A minha nu não é a dor dela, a minha nu é Doriana e a dor dela é a dor dela. E a minha nu não é a dor dela, a minha nu é Doriana e a dor dela é a dor dela. A minha fantasia canta chama, dança na chuva, a minha planta laranja, a planta dela é planta uva. A minha nu não é a dor dela, a minha nu é Doriana e a dor dela é a dor dela. E a minha nu não é a dor dela, a minha nu é Doriana e a dor dela é a dor dela.
La rola que sonaba incitaba a gozar cuerpo a cuerpo tuyo. contigo, ojalá que nos volvamos a ver, porque contigo le he pasado muy bien. Por más que yo quería, no me atreví a decir no te vayas, por Dios quédate por favor. Te dije al oído, me gusta si quiero que duermas conmigo esta noche y tomar junto a ti el café de las mañanas, despertarte a besos complaciéndote en mi cama y mirar tu cara, tu carita sonriente, que sepa la gente que te quiero, que me quieres.
Sin pensar en el pasado ni el presente, no me importa.
Vi tu foto en internet, toda, toda. Y en verdad que tú la tienes toda. Macho y rebelde con el amor. Quizá fue el destino. Te quiero volver a ver. Está en mi camino.